Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.
Hey, right now we've been talking about the usage of the name Karen and its negative association and how real Karens in real life feel about that.
Right.
Chris actually says, my granddaughter's bus driver's name Karen and she is awesome. And one of my first bosses was Karen and she was awesome too. Karens are cool.
Aww.
Your name is Karen, right? How do you feel about how people are using your name in 2020?
It's getting a little more annoying, but when I first found out about it, I thought it was hilarious because when they say that Karens ask for managers, I am the manager. But what's funny in my life is that I get my husband, when I get impatient, calls me by my dad's first name. So he calls me, don't be a thief. And then that usually pisses me off because I'm just being really impatient.
He calls you Steve, and you're like, oh, you wanted Karen, huh? Well, Karen's here now.
Exactly.
Well, look, if I'm being honest, I really don't like that we're using people's names to associate negativity. I think that's really unfair.
Yeah. Well, and Karen has care in it. So it's Karen.
Yeah. I never even thought of that.
That's right. Yeah, there's a nickname one of my friends tried out once, and it was like Care Bear, and I didn't go for that. But,
see,
you know.
I think it's cute.
The reason Karen wants to talk to the manager is because she cares so much.
Correct.
Exactly. Not that she's an entitled.
She's fighting for the rest of us.
Exactly. Not for herself, for everyone
else. Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.